Ryan Rodriguez Show.
Good energy and great vibes to listeners around the world. It's been months since I've made a podcast, and I'm extremely happy that I am back on this amazing platform. As promised, on today's podcast, we'll be talking about the plant with multiple names, some know it as pot, Mary Jane, dank, weed, devil's lettuce, etc. Yes, we are talking about marijuana, my friends. We will discuss the benefits as well as the downside of its use. I have personally experienced all of that and more. So without further ado, let's get to it. Marijuana has properties such as CBD and THC that stimulate the brain. We have recreational and medicinal, we have indica and sativa, as well as hundreds of strains that have gained popularity through the years. In the United States and across the world, the cannabis industry relating to medicinal purposes has grown tremendously over the past decade. According to GrandviewResearch.com, the global legal marijuana market has been valued at $17.7 billion in 2019 and has been expanding at a significant rate of over 18% over a forecast period. Countries such as Canada and Uruguay have legalized its recreational and medicinal use entirely through their country. Other countries such as Thailand, Switzerland, Sri Lanka, Poland, Peru, Norway, New Zealand, and many more have only legalized its medical use. So we can clearly see that marijuana is on the verge of global legalization, a slow one, but prevalent nonetheless. Recreational users are more likely to want higher THC percentages, as opposed to medicinal users who want more of that therapeutic and healing effects of cannabis. Here in the US of A, states like California, Colorado, and Washington have benefited economically from the legalization of this plant. Currently in the 2020 election, states like New Jersey, South Dakota, Montana, and my state of Arizona have voted yes to decriminalize its recreational use. In Arizona, you are allowed up to 1 ounce of flower, that translates to 5 grams in concentrates, otherwise known as wax. You are also eligible to have 6 marijuana plants per household, however, only for cultivation but not for sale purposes. I think about marijuana as a very ancient plant and definitely recognize its medicinal characteristics. However, I also think about how it has affected me both positively and negatively. The first time I consumed was in my junior year of high school. Prior to this, I had been accused by one of my stepdads of using this drug because I would come home from school and partake in a 1 hour long nap. I guess the fact that the distance from school was over 12 miles and that the ride by bus from school to my house was, you know, around 2 hours, thanks to peak hour and traffic, was never really ingrained in his head. Years later, in 2018, there was a period of about 6 months where I was smoking every day. Getting a medical card was frequently on my mind. It was fairly easy. I had acquaintances that explained how the process had changed and that it had been facilitated thanks to the high demand. Back then, I could definitely fall under the term of drug addict, simply because I had spent thousands of dollars to fuel this pattern of consumption. There came a point where I had stopped getting hungry and would need to smoke before I could eat, would need to smoke before I could start my day and before I could end it. I came to the realization that I was becoming dependent and needed to partake in order to function. I stopped putting focus on what my values were, the things that actually mattered. I was clearly not in control of my future. I did not have my priorities straight. I decided to stop the use once and for all. I left to Mexico late 2018, and by January 2019, I had been 1 month sober. It's quite ironic that it took me leaving the country and going to Mexico to stop my addiction because of the presumptions of drug use that affect the country of Mexico, which are definitely true. But in this case, I knew I would be surrounded by family and would be secluded from any risk of going back. It was much more easy to fall back into using marijuana back in the States. All I had to do was enter into the world of social media, go to Snapchat or Instagram and look for a plug. I'm extremely proud that my abstinence from weed lasted 11 months. I do regret that I was not strong enough to wait one more month to reach the 1 year mark. During my self-engaged rehabilitation, I began getting cravings, but I was able to focus on other things, put my energy towards something else. I started to read a lot more. My focusing abilities were improving. My energy levels were increasing. My ability to learn and retain new information was enhanced. In fact, our brain's most important age range for development is between 18 to 25 years old. I knew that I was messing with that and interfering with my full mental capacity. I began to learn not only how I was benefiting, but also how I was harming my mind and body back then when weed was part of my lifestyle. All of a sudden, I made a connection with the physical harm and spiritual harm that comes with smoking marijuana or partaking in any other drug. They call weed a gateway drug, not only because it can lead to other substances, but because it can open up gates and portals. In other words, it can let you see reality. You will partake on a journey towards the unseen or undescribable. I began to find information about the chemicals and GMOs, genetically modified organisms you can find in marijuana nowadays, that can periodically affect your mind and body's composition. Learning this drug was more mental. Learning all of that was more mental, and leaving it was more mental than anything after being sober and seeing the benefits. I went back to using it, now more aware than ever about its effects. I began using it to fuel my creativity, and now I've proudly decided that I don't need it to be creative. I don't need it to write my songs. I don't need it to start dialogues. I don't need it to function. I am once again partaking in not using this drug. But now I'm doing it here in the States.
I'd rather be a pothead than a cokehead, but either way, no soy ese, wait, I'm neither of them, because I'll stop the use of any drug with a struggle, and see that takes mental capability, like I'm hustling, thought I saw you doubting me, think you heard the last of me, I was gonna show not speak, now I do them both, you see, only drug adrenaline, fueling my capacity, full of motivation, full of positivity. How you gonna be a leader when the people that you're leading are falling into a hole of deception? How you gonna feed the spirit preaching lies and mass deceiving? Wanna save America's soul? Rather retain my nuts like my body's releasing histamine. Like how he told his man in the Old Testament. Don't let my manners fool you, my demeanor is so clean. Liquid is inside of me, smoothie baby batter scream. No, I never was a stripper, matter of fact more like a reaper. Watch out the shit you don't know. Yes, I exercise my rights, voted for the hated one. Yes, I run that, I hit the polls. Yes, I used to walk the streets, political tells you this. Failing ballots, knocking on doors. You're welcome to my learning party, I be writing verses. The rest are left, nonpartisans the role. How you gonna be a leader when the people that you're leading are falling into a hole of deception? How you gonna feed the spirit preaching lies and mass deceiving? Wanna save America's soul? I'd rather be there for my young one than an alcoholic. See, sometimes strength not physical, more like psychologic. And to be frank, me being humble don't come from nobody, but from that verse in Revelation 2:9. Why you hiding? Why you hiding? Go talk to your debt when she will fool you like Pope. But my living God gives action, does she do that? Nope. If you wanna fall into perdition, it won't be early though. But I'm sure if you translate this, you will get it though. You fight for justice that is racial, social, economic. It's baffling to me, it just is. You degraded where you started. In the sun all day, that's the groundwork. Out in the field, planting a message, don't forget that though. How you gonna be a leader when the people that you're leading are falling into a hole of deception? How you gonna feed the spirit preaching lies and mass deceiving? Wanna save America's soul? I'd rather be a pothead than a cokehead, but either way, no so yes the way, wait, I'm neither of them because I'll stop the use of any drug with the struggling. See, that takes mental capability, like I'm hustling. Thought I saw you doubting me, think you heard the last of me. I was gonna show no speak, nah, do the mood, you see. Only drug adrenaline, fueling my capacity, full of motivation, full of positivity. No one ever was a stripper, matter of fact, more like a reaper. Watch out, I like you don't know. Yes, I exercise my rights, voted for the hated one. Yes, I run that, I hit the polls. 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45. That's a whole unit circle, oh.
I think we can all agree that marijuana affects your ability to perform. Even in its recreational form, marijuana is still medicinal. Cannabis has been used for medical purposes since el año del caldo. In other words, centuries back. What I do recognize is that weed is nowhere near harmful like cocaine, heroin, and meth. Why is the ability to obtain this plant becoming easier and easier as time progresses? Well, it might be because weed does not contribute to be the cause of high crime rates or death. You are more likely to die from alcohol use and tobacco use than you are from smoking a blunt every day. Marijuana does not contribute to aggressive behavior, since it is classified mostly as a relaxant. We also have to realize that even though it does not influence crime rates, in the past, and even now, individuals have been criminalized for its possession, depending on the amounts. There is a difference between having it for your own consumption and having it for sales and distribution, which is why marijuana cardholders can only get limited amounts. Some argue that people who are currently behind bars due to the sale of this plant should not be pardoned, now that its use is legal. On the other hand, and I personally think that they should be either pardoned or their sentences should be drastically decreased. The reality is that governments that are in need for economic revitalization benefit from the legalization of this plant, recreational, medicinal, or both. In my opinion, it is about self-control and mind power. Being able to have the free will to partake or not partake is something we should cherish. In other words, not shaming or devaluating an individual who consumes this drug, rather judging his actions, character, and contributions to this country. Well, I was a consumer, and I was a very prevalent consumer. I was dealing with this drug to deal with my anxiety and stress. I was also involving myself while partaking in this drug politically, registering people to vote, knocking on doors, and informing the West Valley of Phoenix about upcoming elections, primary and presidential. I was also an example that regardless of your socioeconomic status, your sexual orientation, or beliefs, you can choose to change history. In Latin culture, specifically in Mexican culture, the consumption of marijuana is shamed upon. Individuals are called marihuanos, potheads. But the use of cocaine, because it's an energy enhancer, is not given the same depreciation. And frankly, not only in Mexican culture or Latin countries, but in the world, politicians, celebrities, and people in high places of power are known to be consumers. Like I said, we all have a free will to involve in its use or to be mentally independent. We should not shame or ridicule anybody for its use. Rather, we should hold them accountable for their character, actions, and contributions
that have been fueled by its use. At the end of the day, you can be a user and have a stable job, have a career, not miss any days of work. You can be a parent. You can be a positive contributor to your society. However, those chances are significantly lower. Renew your mind. It is much more powerful than we think. This has been a great conversation, and I will see you guys on the next episode where we will discuss pornography. Have a great day, and as always, good energy and great vibes.
The Kevin Rodriguez Show.